Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That channel in Canada, the network, made contact with me. And, you know, I went up there and worked for 4 years. It was great. And I really enjoyed it because, you know, I mean, it's, you know, working hockey in Canada is pretty much like, you know, working soccer in Brazil, you know. I mean, it's just all-encompassing. The guys in the booth, as well as the guys in the truck, when we're broadcasting a game, are sitting next to their hockey equipment because they're going at 11 or 12 o'clock at night to play hockey. You know, it's really all-encompassing. So it was fun to work in that environment for a while. But then when Fox came and, you know, it was Brett Updike and John Ballack at the time with the Fox Sports Florida, asked me if I'd come back and work the Florida Panther games. Well, I was thrilled. You know, we had kept our house down here in Florida, and, of course, it was an automatic sit. And, you know, that was already 5 years ago. Amazing.
Can you give us do you have a couple of moments as a Florida Panthers broadcaster that are your favorite moments? I mean, obviously, like, look, it'd have been great that you could have said, hey, when the Panthers raised the Stanley Cup. We know that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Are there a couple of broadcasting moments that are especially your favorites?
Well, you know, I will tell you something. It's more of a general, and then I'll focus on one thing that was great. The focus is, I was as excited as anybody when I saw the first draft pick hit the ice for the Florida Panthers almost every year. And the idea of being able to watch young players develop, and I had the privilege to be able to analyze, yeah, and sometimes say, hey, you know, this particular play wasn't exactly what he had in mind, but welcome to the NHL. You know, players make hundreds of mistakes every night. So do officials and so do coaches. It's a tough, tough game to play. But I really enjoyed watching young players develop. You know, like now with a Barkov and Huberto and, you know, the young players that have come up in the organization and have really put their stamp on the organization. That was always a constant thrill. And basically the other thing, it's a moment I'll never, never forget. And I think most hockey fans who were around in 1996, they remember that the Florida Panthers in Pittsburgh had just beaten the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
And at the time, we were not televising that game simply because the NHL Network, of course, had the rights. So I had the privilege of working with a fellow named Chris Moore, who you may remember.
Yep.
Chris was on radio for a long time in the early days of the Florida Panthers. And when the Panthers won that last game in Pittsburgh, Chris Moore yelled out, "We're on a Colorado mountain high." And that, to me, is still resonating in my mind.
That's a good call.
As we then got on a plane and went to Colorado to face the Colorado Avalanche, who, of course, that year ended up winning the Cup. But, man, that was an exciting moment. Maybe the most exciting, you know, for the franchise as a whole. And certainly, having been to the Stanley Cup Finals a few times myself, understanding the magnitude of it.
3-1, they won that Game 7. Big late goal from Tommy Fitzgerald, Denny.
Tommy Fitzgerald, who, by the way, just sent me the most wonderful text you can imagine. The assistant general manager now in New Jersey, and he sent me a wonderful note congratulating me on the retirement and talking a little bit about the days we shared together. And obviously, you know, that kind of moment. When I see Billy Lindsay and Tommy Fitzgerald shaking hands with Jagr and Lemieux and having the biggest smiles on their face that you can ever see on a young hockey player, man, that made broadcasting every minute of it worth it.
So what does retirement look like for Denny Potvin? Are you staying in Florida? What are you going to do? How many games are you going to attend? Are you really going to be able to step away from the sport?
Yeah, what's the grandkids situation? That's got to be a big deal.
Well, that's the number one. We now have 5 grandchildren. I am stepping on a plane later on today and flying out to Seattle, where her oldest daughter, Madeline, has 3 boys. So I'm going to go spend a little time with them. We have another, you know, wonderful girl, Annabelle, who has two children here in Jupiter. And then we're going to spend a little more time up in Canada where we can enjoy that the wonderful summer weather, you know, in Canada in August and maybe part of September. But I will tell you, the first hurdle is going to be training camp, not being at training camp. I go back to 1973, or actually go back even earlier than that. I started playing junior hockey at 14 years old, and I have been almost every training camp in September since then. And I tell you, that is going to be a trial to get through those first few days and not actually participate as a broadcaster.
Well, Denny, look, I hope you enjoy the retirement. You're going to be very missed. You taught me hockey every game for just about 25 years, okay? So I know I could speak for all the Panther fans. You did a terrific job all those years, and you're going to be very missed. Best of luck, and also congratulations to you.
Well, thanks a lot, Jonathan, and you hit the point right on. You know, it's not like I walk away and will not miss certain things about the broadcast. People I've worked with, you know, up and down the line, broadcasters and, you know, the crew, basically, producers, directors, tape operators all around the country. But I will miss the relationships. Every town, every game, you know, seeing people that I've worked with and around for 30 years, I'm going to miss those relationships. But it is time to move on. And it's not a decision that was taken lightly.
Great job, Denny. Thanks a lot for joining us today. We appreciate you.
All right, anytime, friend. Take care.
All right, that's Denny Potvin, the great Denny Potvin right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.